This is it. This is the year. Enough dreaming about growing my business online. It's time to get serious about selling in my style, as big as I want to grow, because there's nothing I can't do. It's time to get Shopify and take my business to the next level.
Whoa, someone's ready to take on the new year.
Oh, I thought I was talking to myself there. But heck yeah, 2023 is my year.
That's not your average resolution. That's a revolution.
It's a new year's revolution.
Start selling with Shopify to join the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Packed with industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth, Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand. From templates that make site design simple to customizations that let you grow at your pace, this is possibility powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. That's shopify.com/free22. Go to shopify.com to start your New Year's revolution today.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this third day. This third day of January 2023. Boy, got to get used to writing 2023 down and, tonight we have us, of course, Greg Zumbar.
Hello, everybody.
And there he go. He is our board op and producer tonight. And way out yonder in Missouri, we have the parson Joe Larson.
You're the one that labeled me that. I'll just stick with Pastor Joe. It's simple. Everybody remembers.
Well, most people don't know what a parson is. Did you know that a bishop, an overseer, a pastor, a shepherd, a presbyter, and a parson are all the same?
The same person.
Yep. Okay. And
they
then...
are. But, yeah, it's probably a good thing we told people.
And tonight, our special guests, we made them special. They wouldn't have been special without us tonight. But they're special because they're here with us tonight. And none other than Walter Skip Claypool. Say hello, Walter.
Hello, how are you?
All right, there you go. And Jim McNeely. These two, go ahead, Jim.
Hey, hey Jim. How are you all?
There you go. Now, these guys are Christian patriots. They are a part of the Tea Party movement. They're real activists, and we're going to be talking tonight about some very, very serious things. And we mentioned to you last night that there's some very sinister people with some very sinister plans, and we mentioned the five counties that they were looking at going after, and we're going to be getting into that later at the bottom of the hour tonight. But first, we're going to pick up where we left off. The title of the message was, do you remember, Joe?
A Royal Priesthood and a Holy Nation.
And we left off in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. So, would you read verses 11 through 14?
Will do. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among Gentiles, that wherein as they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well.
All right, now, remember the five W's. Whenever you're studying the Word of God, we have the principle we call the five W's. Who is he speaking to? What is he speaking about? Why is he speaking about? Where is he speaking from? And when? Okay? Those five things are very important. Now, in this case, Joe, he's speaking to the very early church believers that were all Jewish. They were all Jewish believers. And so he's speaking directly to the church. And what he's saying is exactly what he means. Okay, what the Word of God means here. And so when you go through, he says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech." Well, that word beseech means to urge. I urge you. Often people will say, what does that mean, beseech? Well, folks need to really study. You know, when I was a young guy going to even the public schools back in the 50s, we understood. I mean, we had to go through these words and understand what they meant, okay? And often they would use the Bible to teach you and beseech you as strangers. Well, there, that word strangers there means aliens, he's referring to, and pilgrims, which was referring to, if we say today, you're a pilgrim, the word meant exile. You came from someplace else. And to abstain from lusty flesh, well, we know what lusty, our fleshly lusts are, all right? And that's lust of the flesh, right?
Right. And
which
is evident in our world on a we're bombarded 24/7 with that.
Well, Jim and Skip, you guys, if you just jump, if you have a question or a comment, just jump in there, okay? And boy, you're not kidding. We're living in a world today where, wow, what can I say? Having your conversation, now that word conversation again means lifestyle, the way you live. Your conversation means the way you live or your behavior. It doesn't mean talking. Honest and, okay, then he talks about among the Gentiles. So remember, again, who's he talking to? He's talking about the first believers early in the church, which were all Jewish. That whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be that by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, he says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Now, this is a passage that's used by many. It's used by the prissy preachers. It's used a lot by the prissy preachers to say, you see, now, you have to obey government. Even if they're corrupt, you have to obey them. You can't resist them. That's not what that means at all. It means exactly what it says. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. So if it's for the Lord's sake, let me ask you this. Okay, abortion is legal and they promote it. Is that for the Lord's sake?
No, it's not for the Lord's sake. It's anti the Lord's sake.
Okay, they're promoting LGBTQ in the public libraries. They promote it in the public school systems. Is that for the Lord's sake?
No, certainly isn't. It's the last thing that God would ever support.
You guys can jump right in there if you want to comment on that. And so,
where you got it right, Pastor?
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Okay. I'll try.
We're keeping an eye on you.
All righty.
Kind of an attaboy, Pastor.
Okay. Now he was talking to believers here. So he understood something, and when they talk, just like you and I, we use terminology. He says, whether it be to the king as supreme. Now, he had two applications there. He had two applications. Now, we know, how many supreme kings, how many kings is there?
There are one supreme king.
He's only one. And so he understood, they understood what he was meaning. In that day, did they have a king?
Oh, the king
was Herod. No, the king was Herod. In fact, Nero Caesar was the head of Rome at that time. And he was as wicked can get, okay? He would run a good contest with Joe Biden today. And so, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. And so, how do we, how would you define evildoers? How would you define evil?
Those who defy God's commandments, statutes, judgments, law.
The transgression of God's, the transgression of God's laws. You're right. And for the praise of them that do well, for so the will of God, so is the will of God, with well doing, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using their liberty as a cloak. So he's using the word cloak there. So what do you think he means by the word cloak?
We were set free by God by the forgiveness of our sin, but it doesn't mean we're to go out and use that to cover up actions that are ungodly, actions that are sinful.
That's what he meant, cloak of maliciousness, and that's exactly what covering of evil, covering up of evil is what he's talking about here.
We've seen that with like a prosperity preacher that preaches a false gospel and then, you know, tells people to fill the collection plate, you know, that kind of thing. He's using a cloak of supposed righteousness, and but it's just a cloak and it doesn't really disguise him, because those of us with the Spirit can see who it is.
You're right.
Licentiousness?
Go ahead, say that again.
Would that not be licentiousness?
Sentence.
You're covered and you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, the covering. Yeah, like what they do today, like the so-called Justice Department, huh? Okay, so...
Well, I think the other thing that was interesting, too, is verse 14, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. He's talking here only about godly rulers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you have ungodly
rulers...
They
are there to punish the evil and to praise the righteous.
So... From Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible, tells you that that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. This is why we were talking about outing. You know, that reminds me, let me just here take you. Remember, Joe, I had mentioned if America's national pope, there's very few of us on national radio that will out the wicked like they did in the Bible. Jesus would out the wicked, Peter outed the wicked, John the Baptist without the wicked. And here today, they don't have the courage. Now, in fact, remember how I mentioned those three. I mentioned three people. Franklin Graham, John MacArthur, and the fellow comes on just before, Charles Stanley. Now, and then we mentioned here Franklin Graham outing Amy Grant. Well, remember I read the article from the Equipping Readers with the Truth, word for word. It's an article written by Jared Miller on December 21st at 10:01 a.m. Now, here, people, now I read this word for word, right? And people totally misunderstood, maybe not totally, but to a degree. Now, let me just tell you what I'm talking about here. It says, Franklin Graham gives Christian music star Amy Grant a reality check straight from the Bible after her gay wedding announcement. Well, it seems like when I said that, then this happened. You know, I don't know if it's just coincidental or, and then remember who John MacArthur, he outed Governor Newsom. And people need to do that. If the pastors were to be bold and brave and do that, you know, in other words, that's their job. Their job is to tell the sinners, repent, and, you know, and to call them out and tell them to repent. We do it to each other, and we're supposed to do it. Read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. You know, it doesn't stutter. So here, Franklin Graham says this, God's word admonishes us as many times that one cannot serve both God and man. James 4:4 states, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is the enmity with God? Therefore, whosoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Christian music icon Amy Grant should take this verse into a serious consideration as she continues to use her vast platform to support godless perspectives. Okay, now, the Kenton, they say, I'm reading this word for word what the article is, okay? And yet, some people are hearing things that aren't there. Now, the Kennedy Center honoree has made headlines recently in her announcement regarding her intent, along with her country music star husband, Vince Gill, to host same-sex wedding of her niece on their 450-acre farm. Now, I made the statement, how in the world could Amy Grant, okay, as if she's a Christian, be okay with a lesbian relationship there? American evangelist Franklin Graham boldly rebuked Grant for her public blasphemy, rightly stating that loving God means following the word, which is very clear about the sin of the same-sex relations. God defines what is sin, not us, and his word is clear. Homosexuality is a sin, stated Franklin Graham. Then he goes on to say, yes, we are to love God and to love each other, but if we love God, we will seek to obey his word. Jesus told us, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. God defines what is sin, not us. His word is clear that homosexuality is sin. Graham also tweeted that, for me, loving others also means caring about their souls where they will spend eternity. Well, the article goes on. It's a little longer into that. But basically, you know, I just read it just like I just did. Do you remember last week, John, or the week before, we read this word for word? Joe?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So,
and it's so clear, if you really love somebody, what is the best thing you could do is to warn them that their behavior is sending themselves into hell. God doesn't send you there. You put yourself there by your choices, your free will, your behavior. And if you really care about someone, you're going to, even if you make them angry, even if you hurt their feelings, that's much better than they're going to hell. At least they've been warned. They've had someone who cares enough to tell them their behavior is destructive, dangerous, and sinful. That is real, true love.
Absolutely. Now,
if I just, you know, ignored it or said, oh, I really care about you, go ahead and just behave, and I'll come to your wedding, I'll support you, I'll... Yeah, that's not helping them. That's helping them go to hell.
So did Jesus tell them what they wanted to hear, or did they tell them what they needed to hear?
Needed.
Okay. Now, is that going to make you popular with men?
They put Jesus on the cross.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's pick it up in verse 17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king. Now, here we go again. What is he talking about? You say, well, there you go. You see, even if you disagree with these people, even if they're wicked people, even if it's Joe Biden, even if they're wicked people like Chuckie Schumer and these wicked people, you're supposed to honor them. Is that what the Word of God teaches?
No.
No.
Romans 13:7, it says, give honor to whom honor is due.
Due.
To give it now. Now, Joe, I want you to go over to...
Throw something there. You say honor to honor is due. If I had a chance to meet Joe Biden, you honor the office, you would call him Mr. President. You could still say, Mr. President, you are sinning. You can still tell him the truth. You honor the office by his title, but you can still go ahead and say what you have to say. I think there's a distinction people, most people cannot see or don't make. Would you agree with that?
No. Here's why. Because Joe Biden was inserted. He did not win that election. He was inserted, okay, into that office. You know it, and I know
it. May be a bad choice. Well, let's just say another wicked person in an office, a judge or somebody that was elected.
Well, yeah, in that case, you'd be right.
That was the point I was trying to make. You can honor the office and then still be truthful with the person.
Well, then you got to try harder, Joe. All right. Okay, so now, when it says honor all men, first of all, remember, who is he talking to? He's talking to the brotherhood, to the new Christians.
Right, to the Christians.
And then he says, I love the brotherhood. So he's referring to that. Now, go over to Proverbs 24, Joe.
All right.
And in Proverbs 24, read verses 23 through 26.
These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer.
Okay, so now, if a person is wicked, they defile, just like here where Joe Biden had those drag queens in the White House. He had those drag queens in the White House. Unbelievable. That defiled.
That's defiling the White House.
Right. Now, he says if you tell Joe Biden, or wicked man, or any of these wicked people, anyone that would have been on that January 6th committee, in fact, if you would have called any of them righteous here, then he says, the Word of God says that the people shall curse them. Let the people curse them, and let all the nations abhor him that do that. But to them that rebuke him, so did John the Baptist rebuke Herod?
Very strongly.
Okay. Did Peter rebuke Ananias and Sapphira?
Yes.
Did Jesus rebuke the entire Sanhedrin and the money changers?
Oh, definitely. He braided a whip, the money changers. He braided a whip, called them names, turned over their tables, chased them out of the temple. I'd say, yeah, he rebuked them rather strongly.
Okay, so if you go to Hebrews 11 and read that chapter in Hebrews 11, you'll find a whole lot of righteous people rebuking the wicked. Did Elijah rebuke Jezebel and Ahab?
Yes.
In a major way, right? And anyhow, so here, so he's talking about this. Now, let me ask you this. How much fellowship can light have with darkness?
None.
Okay. Turn over to Proverbs 17, Joe, and just read me one verse, 15. Verse 15.
He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord.
Okay, so that word abomination, what do you think that word abomination means?
Well, it's the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God.
That's one of the old Hebrew definitions, isn't it?
Definitions.
Yeah. Let's go to...
And Jesus was a Hebrew, and I would assume he very well understood what the word meant, didn't he?
Yep. Go to Proverbs 23 and read me verse 23.
Verse 23. buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding.
Okay, so let's ask our two special guests tonight, what does that mean to them? What does that mean to you fellas to buy the truth?
In everything you do in your life, seek out the truth. And when you find it, never surrender it.
Okay. Skip?
I don't know what more can be said. I mean, you don't lie.
Okay.
You're always honest, both with yourself, because God can see through you. He knows when you're honest and when you're not honest. And there will be a price to pay.
So, the Bible tells us there's only one absolute truth. Only one absolute truth. That's the Word of God, okay? So he's telling you to buy the Word of God. In other words, buy the Word of God, understand that, and sell it not means don't forget it. Don't forget it.
Don't forget it. Don't trade it. Don't sell your truth for money. This is what happens. We have people that go in to Congress or the Senate that may know the truth, but they sell the truth. They go into the business of lies and deception. So what they're doing is selling the truth of God for what? Filthy lucre's sake. And that's what's bringing America down, is everyone is selling God's truth and dealing, what their trade is, their craft is dealing in lies. And it's destroyed this nation.
You're absolutely right. Hang tight. We're up to against the break. We'll be right back after this.
The pilgrims heard the sovereign words of God on the European shores, then rose to flee the persecuting powers that held England in her throes. In sailing ships they crossed the oceans wide to the land our God bestowed, to plant the seed of Christian liberty so that all the world would know. Prosperity and health, but the ancient powers that ruled the earth grew lustfully jealous of her wealth and sent the British armies to make war with his Sons of Liberty, who placed their faith in God and by his grace fought and won the victory and proclaimed themselves, we the people, United States of America, shall be faithful and establish rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
We the people, United States of America,
our God reigns and proclaims liberty.
United States of America.
Of conspiracy unfolds in our nation's history, as the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land, and once again Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves,
we the people, United States of America, shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
That's us, we the people of the United States of America. And, there ain't no quit in us, folks. It's not over with till we win. Tomorrow, I'm going to be making, tomorrow night, Lord's willing, we're going to be making an announcement that's going to affect all of you out there listening. So I'll be making that tomorrow. So I hope you're listening tomorrow so you'll hear my announcement. Anyhow, with that, I'm going to turn it over, Joe, to Walter Skip Claypool and Jim McNeil, because these two fellas are, they're really, well, I don't want to call them political nerds, but they know what's happening, especially when it comes to something called NOAACA, which we've talked about before many times. And ICLEI, something very, very sinister, and they've got very sinister plans, you know, not just here in a five-county area, but all across the country. So Skip, go ahead and take it away, my friend.
Well, I'm going to issue a challenge. And by the way, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay, I was just hoping your audience is able to hear me. So I'm going to issue a particular challenge. I know that your broadcast goes nationwide and you're all over the country. But I'm speaking right now to people in northeastern Ohio, in the Cleveland area, Moraine, Medina, Lake County, Geauga County. If you're out there and you're listening to this program, I want you to listen close to what's going on, because your future's at stake. NOAACA, Northeastern Ohio Area Coordinating Agency, and we've talked about them many times. Some people may or may not have been listening to this program during those particular broadcasts.
Skip, let me just jump in for 1 second and remind the people out there what this is. This NOAACA is the Ohio version of Agenda 2030, which is all over our country. They just have different names. But tonight you're talking in particular about what's happening here in Ohio, but it's all over the country.
Well, NOAACA is a federally mandated agency in the state of Ohio. And I can go on for hours and hours, as you know, Pastor. I'm well prepared to talk about NOAACA, but I'm going to try and keep this concise and to the point tonight and tomorrow night. Anybody that wants to come to a meeting, we'll be talking more about NOAACA tomorrow night, the West G Library in Geauga County. We're going to be having a planning discussion, and everybody's welcome to that discussion. NOAACA, Northeastern Ohio Area Coordinating Agency, a federally mandated organization in the state of Ohio, Northeastern Ohio, Cleveland particularly, is going to be doing a climate action plan. And everybody might think, well, that's great. We're going to save the climate. And when I hear people say that, I just laugh out loud.
Yep.
God created this planet. He created an atmosphere so enormous and so prepared to take care of itself. Our atmosphere is well engineered by an engineer of the universe. And so I don't think that we're going to be able to make any impact on anything that goes on, because this is everything interacts in our atmosphere very well and according to a plan. And so for NOAACA to create a climate action plan is just laughable. And that's really just about power, liberty, taking away your liberty, and it's about money and transfer of wealth from one group to another. So there's all these things mixed into this. But for people to hear and understand what's going on here, NOAACA is not your elected official. They're not elected people that you represent you, that you can trust. You elect people, and you hope that you can trust them. And if you can't, then you get rid of them and you put new people in so that you can trust them. NOAACA is an unelected bureaucratic board who makes decisions in the dark of night behind closed doors. They manipulate data. They steer data. They're as corrupt can be. And they exist in Democrat regimes, in Republican regimes. They continue to operate under the current, making decisions that impact all of our lives, and they're putting in place right now the building blocks to change what we've got in this country, private property and liberty and the freedom to do things, to change that and to take away that liberty. Now, people are going to think I'm crazy. I hope if you're in the Cleveland area, you call this radio station tonight and ask questions about, well, how can that be? I want to hear from you. If you've got questions and you don't believe what I'm saying, I can direct you to the information on their website and another government website so that you can prove it to yourself. These guys are corrupt and they're evil. Jim, I kind of optimized or captured all the time. I don't know if you wanted to weigh in.
Yeah, they're so arrogant that they will lay out to the finite detail precisely what they plan to do. You don't have to be concerned about overreacting or thinking that someone's making this up. You're absolutely right, Skip. You send them right to their website, and these people are so arrogant, they will tell you precisely what they're going to do. And that's some of the most outlandish climate objectives. There really are no climate objectives. The climate action plan is a means to an end. That's all it is. It's a straw man. I can
in preparing for tomorrow night's discussion, and again, 6:30, Geauga West Library in Geauga County. Everybody's welcome to attend that meeting. There's room for 100 or so people. Come in and ask questions and hear what's being said. We're going to be talking about the Climate Action Plan. On January 10th, there's going to be a series of meetings in libraries across the region in which NOAACA is going to theoretically gather input from people. That's a lie, because what they do in these meetings is they make a presentation, they present propaganda, and then they collect data in a way that distorts the truth. So they're able to capture that distorted truth so they can use that in their plan as they move forward to convince people that their plan is solid. I can point you to information on their website that is bad data. It's corrupt data. I was going on their website tonight, and there's so much of it, it's hard to even select the good corrupt data. But there's examples of data, like the data that Jim and I presented testimony to the State House on, with a center that exists on Notre Dame University here in Geauga County, and the way that they've set up that center, the way they collect the data, the way they manipulate and organize that data and then present it back to people is so corrupt and distorted. But how is the average normal person to know that? And that's a large part of the challenge. But what you need to know is, by their very nature, they are federally mandated in the state of Ohio. We have a United States Constitution, and I've said an oath that I uphold and defend the Constitution a dozen times. And I believe that oath, and I adhere to that oath. And in the U.S. Constitution, there's something called Article 10. Article 10 says the federal government is restricted to certain enumerated rights. The federal government can do nothing else, but they've exceeded those rights, and they constantly exceed those rights, and NOAACA is an example of that. They were created by an illegal law to allow them to come into our state and to manipulate and to impact the direction of our state from the federal bastion, and it is a sin, and it shouldn't be allowed to continue, but it does. And our state representatives, our congressmen and so forth, they allow these guys to get away with this nonsense. And we've got to reach out to them and end this in some way, shape, or form. But this climate action plan, which is coming up January 10th, we need to take a hardline stance on that and say, no, we will not go along.
It is.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead, jump in.
Just last night, we were talking about 70s predictions about gloom and doom. And I remember so clearly that, we're going to have this ice age coming, and if the government doesn't take power and start doing all these things, you know, we're going to all die from the cold. And there have been so many of these predictions over and over and over. And they've never come true. They've been lies. They were telling lies how the polar bears were dying off. There were 13 groups of polar bears, 12 were thriving, one group in one area was declining, and that's all they talked about. But they never talked about the 14 groups that were thriving. And this is what the left has always done. They lie about the economy. They lie about the environment. They lie about global warming, or now they call it climate change. This is the same old cow manure. They've been recycling different words, different times. And Joe Biden has just come out, and he signed some stuff creating EPA rules now, that giving the EPA power to regulate even puddles in ditches, and he's done it under, quote, the waters of the United States, revising what the waters of the United States are under the Clean Water Act. And if you now have a mud puddle, or you have, you know, a ditch, a drainage ditch, that could be part of this, quote, waters of the United States. It used to be navigable waters. So they're trying to control the land, the food, the money, and what you're talking about there, they're trying to control things on a state-by-state level as well as national. So it's the same story, state governments, federal governments, NGOs, it's all part of one big plan, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And to your point, it's one little step at a time. So in 2014, HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, gave $4.5 million to NOAACA to do a study. They had no authorization to do the study, NOAACA, and yet they did. They hired Hunter Morrison, who was a professor out of Youngstown State University, a card-carrying communist, the husband of Mayor Campbell, ex-husband of Mayor Campbell, and they conducted that study. That study, and I was sitting on the board of NOAACA at the time as a county commissioner, was never voted on. It was never approved. And the, part of the reason for that is because I was fighting it like crazy and publicly, and they didn't want to have a public airing of the contents of that study. But it became the guts of their strategic plan, which is on the NOAACA website. If you go to the NOAACA website, prominently featured is a plan called the NEO 2050 plan. Look in that plan. Inside of that plan, they talk about equity, which is a Marxist term. That's not a constitutional, all people are equal term. Marxism, or it's an equity being somebody in government is going to determine what's fair and redistribute wealth based on what they think is fair, and that changes.
Well, they want it to all. They want the outcome to be the same for everyone to have the same outcome.
Yeah.
Not
yeah, even though not everybody
they want
the
you and me
work,
and everybody to have the same amount of money, the same jobs, you know, no titles.
And that's called communism, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's part of Marxism. And so you'll see that in the NOAACA documentation all over the place. You will see where they will make comments about wanting to take people's cars. I've got a recording of one of the NOAACA board members, a goofball in Cleveland, who made a comment about the fact that urban sprawl was caused because they didn't control people being able to leave downtown Cleveland. Like, they have a right to control what I want to do. I have private choice, and if I want to live in the country on 5 acres, I have a right as a human being in the United States of America to be able to do that. NOAACA doesn't like that because that contributes to CO2, which, by the way, trees love, the ocean loves. Everything
yeah.
they do is to take is about power. It's about employing power, taking money, and using money against you and redistributing the wealth in our community in our area. And so, I mean, I can go on in a thousand different directions, but you can see this in everything they do on their website. They put it all together. It's out there. As Jim was saying, they're so arrogant that they document, they print it, and they're so stupid to think that people won't challenge them.
Yeah, I want to add something here. Note very carefully that Earth Day is Vladimir Ilyich Lenin's birthday, not by accident. United Nations International Panel on Climate Change the head of it, Dr. Otmar Enbenhofer, said, quote, "One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. We de facto redistribute the world's health by, or wealth by climate policy. That's what they're bringing to us on the 10th.
So let me feed off of that, Jim. So NOAACA has partnered with ICLEI. ICLEI was created through the United Nations. Harlan Brundtland, who was the author of a book, she's a socialist, but at that time was connected with the United Nations. And they started an organization called ICLEI. ICLEI has to do with sustainable development. If you hear the term sustainable, this all comes out of Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 2030. And ICLEI was created out of the United Nations for the purpose of implementing global control of our environment. Arvin Rubin, vice president of ICLEI at the time, this is a years ago, it's changed now, made this statement. Individual rights have to take a backseat to the collective in the process of implementing sustainable development. Everybody who's connected with the United Nations at this point in time is a Marxist. They're all about government control and transfer of wealth. There are no free capital, free enterprise people left. We should be leaving the United Nations today because we're working with a bunch of communists who supports the communist government in China, much to the detriment of the United States. We're living in a dangerous time, and we've got a president who doesn't even know where he is most of the time, and our government is controlled by people we don't see and don't know. And so it's very scary.
Well, here's the interesting thing, though. What you're saying is absolutely true, all of that. But people will say, and they'll say to me, and of course, these are people that are not saved people, just people you run into out there. Well, you know, I hear what you were saying, but if all that's true, wouldn't that be on the news? Wouldn't they be telling us about that on NBC, ABC, CBS? Wouldn't? Yeah, I mean, I hear that. So what do you say to that?
Well, Pastor, they've got more important things to be reporting on. I mean, how many transgender people there are out there, and, you know, how they're going to address the gay, whatever he is, nuclear waste specialist that we have who's all doctored up and going to a ball. So they've got very important things to do, and they wouldn't have time to address these minuscule issues, I'm sure.
Well, you know what?
Fox News doesn't cover a lot of this stuff, unfortunately.
You know, one of the things, too, because, you know, Buttigieg's been telling us about racist bridges. You know, like there's certain bridges that we shouldn't go on, like if right now, you know, if let's say that there are certain bridges where it would be offensive being white if we went on those bridges because they're either Hispanic or black, or who knows, you might go across the Jewish bridge too and offend them. So They should tell us how we would know which bridges are for white people and which are for Hispanics and blacks or Jews, shouldn't they? I mean, look.
It'd be nice to know I'm not a racist, so I don't want to travel on racist bridges. It'd be nice to know which bridges are racist so that I wouldn't have to drive on them.
All righty.
Well, he was talking about there was a bridge that wouldn't allow buses with black children to go under to go someplace, but the same bridge had buses with white children going under it. So I've never figured out what the difference in a bus was. Most all of the buses pretty much same size, same height. I just call the man a liar. Here's a headline for you gentlemen.
Well, let me tell you this, Joe. When you figure out, the day comes, when you figure that out, that's the day, Joe, you'll know what a woman is.
Yeah, I think I've already figured that out. The big headlines, Elon Musk says U.S. government demanded Twitter suspend 250,000 accounts, including journalists. You wonder why the information about Nowacka, about what these stupid things are doing, the lies they're telling, why the truth doesn't get out. Well, right there, Twitter, Facebook, the majority of people in America were getting their news from Twitter or Facebook, and the CIA was controlling Facebook, the FBI was controlling Twitter, and here we have the government, 250,000 accounts suspended because these people were telling the truth that the government didn't want the people to hear. So why do the people not know the truth? Because the government for the past 20, 30 years has been hiding the truth from its own people, and everything is about the big lie, the narrative of the week, the narrative of the month, the narrative of the day, and that's why we're in this mess. There's very little truth being told anywhere, so the people are ignorant because the pulpits are quiet, and the priests and pastors in the nation don't stand up and do like we do on this radio ministry and warn the people about the lies, the deception, and the corruption going on in government.
Well, when there is no truth, ultimate truth, when man and woman doesn't exist, and somebody else gets to define gender or sexuality or whatever, then our culture falls apart. And time and again in history, that's occurred. And that's what we're coming to. I just went out to the Department of Transportation website. The Department of Transportation was established decades ago to make sure that we had the best roads and bridges in the country. And at one time they did that. They focused on making sure we had good engineered roads and well-engineered bridges, and it made no difference who traveled on them. You could be black, white, green, purple, red. It made no difference who you were, what nationality you were, what gender you were. You just drove on a good road because you could trust the engineers. Today, if you go to the Department of Development or Department of Transportation's website, they're not focused on well-engineered roads. They're now focused, this is the Department of Transportation, on equity.
Right,
and establishing, and I'm reading right off their website right now, the wealth creation and the power of community intervening to ensure that we can have access and opportunity for all communities. So it's actually the opposite of what should be done. When you focus on merit, when you focus on doing the best that you can, and not focus on ensuring everybody's got equal outcomes, but everybody has an equal opportunity, then in fact, you have the best outcomes across the board. And that's been proven time and again in this country. When you give people an opportunity, they will rise to that occasion and they will make things happen. Today, we're paying people to stay at home and sit in their desks. They're getting lazy, lazy physically, lazy mentally, and that's harming them long-term because they don't have self-actualization. They're not able to achieve. They don't have good self-esteem. So our government
We did a story last night showing how much money a lot of those people in 13 states were making. They were making more money than the plumbers, electricians, the teachers, and we went on and did quite a bit of that last night. That's just part of this picture. And the government agencies now, we know from what the Biden administration has been saying, they're all working on this environmental social governance. They're all concerned with equity. They're concerned with racism. And they're, this is what they're focusing, even the military, on wokeism. And like you said, it's not about quality. In fact, I think, what was it, a year or two ago, Pastor Ernie and I did a couple of big stories on the radio about the quality of bridges in this country, and it was deplorable how many of the bridges were in need of repair, were dangerously close to being condemned, and the number of highways that were in bad shape. Our roads and bridges in this country were, according to most engineers, deplorable. Was the word they used? Deplorable.
Joe, we're up against the hard. We're up against the hard break. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this and pick it up right there.
Light the fire, take the stand, light the line, feel the land. Let's come again.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.